Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality podcast.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 46. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Dawn Campbell to the show. After a fast-track 20-year corporate career in management consultancy, Dawn Campbell began her journey as a solopreneur over a decade ago. Dawn is a published author, editor, holistic healer, and sought-after master coach who mentors and assesses student coaches for Noble Manhattan, Europe's leading coach training provider. A combination of business and human resource skills enables Dawn to coach, mentor, and train others to take responsibility for their own personal and business health. Dawn is currently editing her own series of personal and business self-help co-authored books called Dial a Guru. Dawn is passionate about painting, photography, and reading Buddhist philosophy. That is when she's not training for her next marathon or Nordic walking with her dogs. Dawn, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Laurie. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, of course. I'm super excited about the Dial a Guru series, and I would love to jump into that story in just a moment. But before we do, I'd love to know how it is you saw the future before you decided to begin branding yourself and really building out your business.
Okay, well, I'm a lot older than you, Laurie. it goes back quite a long way. And if I'm honest, I think when I reflect back on my corporate career, it all kind of happened by accident. I didn't really plan anything. And it was only when I moved to France over a decade ago that I left the corporate world and really concentrated on my plan B, which was my coaching business. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that was the very first time I created a vision, because we bought a beautiful 16th century farmhouse. It needed a lot of work, but once we did it, and it's in such an idyllic part of northwest rural France, I thought, I've got to open the doors and invite people into my home. So whilst my corporate background was very much along the lines of business consultancy, mm-hmm. HR, sales, training, when I came to France, I kind of lost my one-to-one personal network. You know, I was no longer able to go to Women Who Lunch, business breakfast, Chamber of Commerce, etc. Everything had to be done virtually. So it was a fantastic opportunity for me to kind of shake things up and retrain. And my second passion, being brought up as a vegetarian, was health and food in particular. So I was already a coach, so I decided to become a health coach. And then I thought, well, I prefer a holistic approach. So I trained in Reiki, nutrition, living foods, which came from the Hippocrates Center in Florida. I trained with Dr. Christopher, a family herbalist, again in America. And I trained in thought field therapy, the tapping. Again, I believe Callahan is in the state. So I really wanted to become a sort of well-rounded, holistic practitioner. And so coaching mm-hmm. almost took a secondary thing to that. And so I decided to open my doors and create a little oasis for people who could come here and detox. They could come here and just juice and write. They could even water fast if they really wanted to, and just be pampered. So I helped people transition from whatever diet they were on currently, be it a sort of meat eater to vegetarian, or vegetarian to vegan, or vegan to high raw. And so that's how it kind of all evolved, but I didn't actually have a grand plan to start with.
That is very interesting. Because though you grew up as a vegetarian, and there are many people who do, the fact that you took that and merged it with your business passion or your business experience and the sense of coaching and so forth is Very, very unique, Dawn. I absolutely love that. It's wonderful when you find someone who has taken something that not only have they had experientially, but have literally lived throughout life, and then continues to enhance that to help and serve those in the best way humanly possible. And Dawn, I'm going to have to swing by at some point and come be pampered.
You'd be very welcome. I think what you said there about having that life experience, as well as the training, as well as the qualifications, makes a really good combination for attracting like-minded clients and building that rapport and the trust, which is so crucial for young entrepreneurs, as to, you know, how do you find your clients? Well, obviously, if you put it out there, then the universe is going to send you like-minded people. And I think they really appreciate the fact that you're coming from a place of authenticity, you've got experience, you can perhaps help them with shortcuts, what worked for you, what didn't work for you, so that they can take away the bits that resonate with them and dump the rest. But, you know, they can learn very quickly. So, yeah, I think I'm very practical in my approach. And, you know, when people come here, you know, we'll be working away in the kitchen, growing some greens, harvesting wheatgrass, making a raw pizza with a client who wants coaching about improving their health and weight loss and fitness, and they don't even know, Laurie, that they're being coached. That's the beauty of it. It's really subtle, and I think they go away so encouraged and empowered in a really entertaining way.
And I think that has to do with it, experience equaling ease. You know, when you have that experiential ability, the opportunity to ease the information to your audience and make it not only easy to, I'm saying it backwards, I think. What I'm really trying to get across is how easy it is to digest the information when you do express it to your clients and those that you're working with. The ability to really, you know, experience creating ease, it really makes it easy for you to go ahead and do so and communicate that information because of the experience, and it also makes it easy for them to digest the information that they're receiving.
Yeah, so. I remember a lovely lady who came on retreat here with her daughter, and she wrote in her testimonial that I conveyed everything in a non-preachy way. So even though I'm living and breathing, I'm very passionate about it, she didn't feel that she had been talked to and at, and there was no preaching, even though I love getting on my soapbox about, you know, veganism and vegetarianism and particularly, you know, diet, because I think a lot of the world's problems are due to, you know, drugs and food and alcohol and stimulants. I was so chuffed that she said, you know, I was able not to be preachy and keep that sort of side of me in check, as it were.
That's so cute and so very true. I agree with you 100%. I think diet contributes to a good 98% of the general population situations at the moment, including my own. You know, growing up, the diet was definitely not something that was vegetarian. It was, you know, loaded with meat and, you know, microwave or fast food and this and that. And so, you know, that contributes to the health today. So it's very much so something that I agree with, that, you know, when you do change the diet, you can see drastic differences, very, very drastic.
There's no blame attached to that, Laurie. You
know, right.
It's education, it's culture, exactly. It's budget. You know, for a lot of people, they didn't know any better.
Right.
But for me, it's about supporting health seekers, as I like to call them, people who say enough is enough, ready to make a change. It doesn't matter where they are right now or how they got to where they are. That doesn't matter. It's about how do we get you from A to B in the quickest, most comfortable space of time. So no blame for what's gone in the past. And it's really about, well, what do we do most of the time? That's what's good. If we fall off the wagon, we all do, don't we, Laurie? time. For some people, it'll be a cigarette. For some, it'll be a drink. For some, some vegetarians, I know they crave a bacon butty. or chocolate or whatever. You know, falling off the wagon isn't something to berate yourself about. I don't believe in adding a guilt trip to a binge trip. Just get right on the wagon at the next meal or whatever the goal is, and stay focused on what you do most of the time.
I like that, Dawn. I love the way you put that. Don't add a guilt trip to a binge trip. It's not helping anybody at all.
Yeah,
I love that.
Guilt trip is worse than what you've just binged on.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mindset is the basis of most things. So, you know, guilt trips don't help anyone. That is very cute, Dawn. But what did you feel were some of the hardest pieces for you to start when you decided, you know what, I'm going with Plan B. We're going with the coaching. And you're beginning to take, you know, the courses and studying Reiki. What made you, you know, what was it that you felt was the most difficult piece of taking those first steps?
I mean, I think any entrepreneur would probably, if they're honest, say getting clients.
Yeah.
particularly for me as an expat living in France, in rural France, you know, the French probably, even a decade after being here, are not familiar with the term vegetarianism, never mind veganism, never mind raw. You'd have to be in cities like Paris to stand a chance, and even then I've not had a great deal of success. So getting clients, I think, is probably the biggest problem most entrepreneurs would admit to. The second thing, as I say, being an expat, is having a network, because that's always been my strength, networking like a crazy woman. And suddenly, you know, I'm having to do everything virtual. And as I've already admitted to you, I'm not IT literate. I mean, I can get by, but I just don't like the IT side of things. So I haven't automated things that probably would have made my life easier. I've resisted having a website. You know, I don't have a mobile phone, all this sort of thing. And maybe if I had been more open to that, things would have been easier. So I had to be really creative about how do I find my clients. Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody who, you know, enjoys Facebook time. And suddenly I wasn't able to go to business breakfast meetings, lunch meetings, chamber of commerce, presenting opportunities, etc. So that was a really interesting hurdle for me to overcome. And I achieved it, but through writing. So writing blogs, writing articles. But I still think my number one difficulty is, for me as a holistic health practitioner, that most people I come across, whether it's Facebook or writing for a health portal or a health magazine, I'm kind of already talking to the converted. So how do I find my real target market, who are sick, who are overweight, who are stressed, who are unfit? Because they're not on health pages on Facebook. They're not buying health magazines. So it took me a long time to realize that, even, that I was speaking to the wrong market, because everybody was agreeing with me. So then you realize they're agreeing with you, but they're not buying from you because they don't actually need you. So that is a constant struggle, finding your target market, because something like health is still a little bit of a taboo subject, particularly some of the work I do with people with eating disorders. People are not happy if they're overweight or they've got an addiction. So nobody wants to shout about these things. So I'm kind of targeting a market that keeps a really low profile, Laurie.
I completely understand. So writing is how you feel like you have somewhat overcome that real first step of finding those clients and really understanding who that target market is.
Yeah.
But how did you go about finding that target audience? What was it that assisted you in figuring out, okay, you know what, this is the wrong audience? What was it that sparked that knowledge that made you kind of shift and transition your message, or you know, what was it that you did that you transitioned that you feel like helped you overcome that?
Well, I had a really good VA, Tanya, who's assisted me for a couple of years. And I suppose it was through talking to her over the annual figures, so the hits on the websites, which pages did people like, how long did they stay, what conversions had we had. And that really, over a period of time, gave me the research that I needed to say, actually, you know, we've got to make a change here. We've got to make a break because we're talking to the already converted. We need to find a different market. Yeah, I think that was ultimately it, that we were having a lot of people, you know, like us, ask for information, but they weren't necessarily people who were going to buy. And right. If you've got a business, you need people who've got that positive power to say, mm-hmm. yes, I will buy, put their hand in their pocket and commit. Right. So it took a long time of trial and research to get that data and convince ourselves that that was the wrong market, really. It was fantastic market for networking, and I've had so many benefits. So nothing was wasted, Laurie, because we've ended up with a huge amount of collaborations and joint ventures with what were potentially competitors. So a huge amount of good stuff came out of that as well.
That's awesome. And I just want to take it back for the audience's sake, because what you were explaining is realistically you took the time to sit down and review and really study the analytics and the information that the data, you know, was providing for you. But that's important because you have to put it out there.
Yes.
For you to get any answers on the research, if you don't put your stuff out there, if you don't get started, if you don't put something there to measure against, then there's nothing that you're going to be able to move forward with. It's a matter of actually getting started, putting yourself out there, whether you're in front of the right audience or not, and really looking at the feedback, the data that you're able to receive from, you know, different platforms and so forth. And most are even built in for free at this point. But you have to get out there and put the information out there in order to be able to measure or realistically look, you know, at where you should be headed. So that was an excellent piece. Thank you, Don. What do you feel was the key to your success and why? What do you feel was that moment where you said, this is it. I've got it. This is what I'm doing. This is how, you know, I'm moving forward. When you came up with the idea for, you know, Dial a Guru, or when you started as a holistic practitioner, what was the piece that you felt was the actual key to the success for you?
That's an interesting question. There's part of me that says I haven't got there yet. you know, as an entrepreneur, I'm sure other entrepreneurs will recognize that, you know, we're very, very creative and very intense. And we wake up in the middle of the night with ideas and we go off at tangents and we create, you know, good products or a good site or something. And we get very fired up about that. So I'm not sure that there was a particular key, but what I would say in terms of characteristics, a overwhelming sense of belief and a can-do attitude and that passion and creativity to give it a go and try anything that you believe in. And also to have a plan, and stick to some sort of plan and budget. Again, something I know, you know, speaking from experience, a lot of entrepreneurs are not that good at, because we just are very forward thinking and not so terribly reflective. And if something doesn't work, tomorrow we'll start something else. So it's very easy for us. We're a bit like butterflies. But having a plan, a budget, and a plan B, a coach and a mentor to keep you focused and on track. And that's what I found my team is very good for. You know, I get up in the morning and I'm off at a tangent saying, in the night I had a brilliant idea, we're going to do this and this and this. Well, hang about, let's rein it back in, Dawn. How does that fit with our current mind map of whatever we're working on? What is our income producing activities? And so on. So it's kind of a mix of all of those things, but I don't think I'm there yet, Laurie. I know I said I'm a lot older than you, but I've got so much more to give and so much more potential to fulfill yet. I think just being a perpetual student is also very helpful, that you just don't feel you're ever there. I mean, I'm a mentor for a coaching college, and students will often say to me, you know, how long is it before you become a great coach? When am I going to be like you? And I say, look, believe me, I'm not perfect. I'm not there. I'm not the finished product. You know, if you start thinking like that, you're on a high thing to nothing. Mm-hmm. You to be the best coach you can be for your client, you must always be on your toes and be thinking, I will do better next time. So I think that's part of the entrepreneurial spirit. You just, you know, are passionate and keep going and keep having a go and not get down about failures. You know, just they're just labels. They're just outcomes to unexpected situations. You just pick yourself up and keep going.
Got it. Well, or as I always say,
question really, because there's no key.
No, there was. You yeah. did answer it. You know, because you answered it with positive mindset. The key to really moving forward in this journey is keeping your mindset to continue doing so and knowing that you're going to be successful. You know, keeping that in your head above every other piece to an entrepreneurial journey I've found has rung so true with every single guest, that your mindset, what it is that you focus on, is going to move you forward in that direction. And, you know, as long as you make up your mind and decide this is the plan, you stick to it, you create a budget and a time frame, you know, it's a recipe for success. So, but it really does really start with your mindset.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a different thing to, and I've come across a lot of young entrepreneurs who I would say are self-sabotaging themselves because they haven't made that leap of faith. So they're thinking about it, but they end up doing so much research, so much planning, that they don't end up doing. And the doing is, how do you get you PLC out there? How do you sell? How do you network? How do you attract clients? And that's a major fear factor for a lot of new entrepreneurs, Laurie. It keeps them trapped in the research and the planning stage.
Certainly. That's actually something I talk about quite often on the show, is that there's a point in time when research can very easily become procrastination. And I found that to be one of the bigger pieces with this show in particular. The intro and outro music, it took me forever to come up with, like, what I actually thought was going to work for the show. Oh my goodness, I did so much silly research that was unnecessary when it came to the intro and outro for this show. Yeah. that is one of the bigger things that I refer to quite a bit, you know, when it comes to the journey. Like, if you're allowing some sort of silly design issue to be something that you're researching, take a step back and really think about whether or not you seriously need to be researching it, because research can very easily turn into procrastination. Dawn, I'd love to hear more about your Dial a Guru series if you'd like to let us know more about the first book that was just recently published. In fact, I think the hard copy came out yesterday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Awaken Your True Potential. So it's a wonderful title, and the Dial a Guru series, well, it was going to be just a book called Dial a Guru originally. I was driving along, and, you know, one of the things that hindsight's a wonderful thing, and if I was starting out today, I would advise new entrepreneurs to write a book ASAP. It was something that I procrastinated over a decade until I got to the point where I was going to conferences with my peers and thinking, why haven't I been booked to speak? I'm a better presenter, a better speaker, more knowledgeable. I could do this. Why aren't I being booked? And then I thought the common denominator is everybody on stage was published.
Yes.
And so to my mind, that is something that I, for whatever reason, my gremlins stopped me doing. So eventually I decided I would follow my own advice and get this book written. So I was going to write this book called Dial a Guru. And, you know, with a lot of writers, it's like, oh, there's an elephant in the room. How are you going to write a whole grown-up book on your own? How much material have you got? Then the gremlins start. Well, who's going to read your book? You know, is the pocket flooded with books? Books aren't even selling anyway because everyone's on Kindle. And, you know, you go through all of that and then it calms down. And you go with your gut feeling. So I thought, right, I'm going to write Dialer Guru, put it out there and say, you know, does anybody want to join me? Any other co-authors who fancy having this platform? I'll do all the work. You just contribute some chapters. And I was inundated with authors from all around the world to the extent that 4 months later, we had 4 books filled. So it became a series. And I had read, actually, that series sell better than individual books. So I was really chuffed. And then we decided, let's have every book, which is a personal, professional, and business self-help book with individual titles, have an accompanying workbook. So people can dip in and out and do the exercises in their own Dialer Guru journal. So yes, you're right. Awaken Your True Potential has just come out this week. It's been out on Kindle a bit longer than that. So it's about find your dream job. It's about following your passion. It's about learning to meditate and be mindful in all areas of your life. It's about busting bad habits and creating positive habits and creating winning strategies. So each author has written a section on their specialist subject. So it's twofold, really. Our philosophy is that we each have 2 lives. The life that we live day to day, and for a lot of people, they're zombies, sleepwalking through life. But actually, nearly everybody has a life that they secretly dream of. So Dialer Guru, and guru means somebody who turns on the light. It's not that we're saying that we're brilliant and we're gurus. What we're saying is we're a portal for helping you to turn on your own light so you become your own guru. So it's about empowering our readers. And book number 2, which will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, is Get Out of Your Own Way, which is another one around the self-sabotage that we go through that stops us living the life that we dream of. And so it goes on. So, yeah, it's been a hugely successful joint venture, which has taken off and grown legs and become global and already booked books with authors into the new year. So we've got over 40 authors, including one or two in America. So, yeah, very exciting. But that's just one of my projects.
Awesome. Well, I will be sure to link to Awaken Your True Potential from the show notes page, definitely, so everyone can go ahead and link to that and either grab the hard copy or the Kindle version, which I did not realize was out prior to today, so I will go ahead and grab my Kindle version this afternoon, and then I have to go find the hard copy as soon as possible. So definitely. Dawn, what would you caution as the biggest mistake that you would say you've seen throughout the years other entrepreneurs kind of stumbling up against on a day-to-day basis? What do you feel like is one of the bigger things that if you could have someone go back, you know, 20 years and say, do it this way, what would be one of those things that you would want somebody to tell you?
I think it has to be get your passion, your mission, your vision, your expertise translated into a book. Because being whether you self-publish, whether it's an ebook, whether you become published, in today's market, a book being published is the new calling card. And that is going to open so many more doors, raise your credibility, and help you stand out in a sea of sameness so much faster than any other tool that I've experienced.
That's outstanding. Get it in a book.
Yeah.
Definitely get it in a book.
And if you can't write a whole big grown-up book by yourself, co-author with somebody else.
I love that. I love the way you do that. You're so cute. The show is really designed to help entrepreneurs come up with ideas for, you know, a company and an industry that they may not have been thinking of. And Dawn, you have a whole array of areas that you can choose from. So let me ask you, we would love to help you, the techie community. If you had a magic wand and could change anything at all across the spectrum, be it in holistic health or editing, you know, or publishing, what would you change? If it could be anything at all, you had a magic wand, you could wave it and it's done, What would you change and why?
Well, one of my other passions, I was a trainer for Cancer Support France, so a volunteer training, training the trainers. And with our clients, I very quickly realized removing the desk in the office was very beneficial to building rapport and helping people heal. And then I thought, well, how could I translate that into my coaching practice? So I've started taking my clients out of the office and walking with them. And now this is good for two reasons. One, because I have given up marathon running because of my bad back. So I've retrained as a Nordic walking fitness instructor. So what I want to do with my coaching clients, whether they're in the office and they're stressed or whether they are just simply overweight, is take my clients out walking. So what I would love is a pipeline of new people who want to get out of the office, who want to breathe fresh air, who want to get back in touch with nature and have that sense of being grounded and a sense of gratitude, and not even notice they're being coached, they're getting healthier, they're getting fitter, and they're growing in confidence. And so that's what I would love, a pipeline for my next new venture, which I will be launching next year, so that I will start to take out groups on residential Nordic walking coaching opportunities. And in the evening, we'll have entrepreneurs like yourself who will come and speak to them about certain things, because it will be like a complete retreat for the mind, the body, the spirit, business, personal, etc., in really exciting locations. So it's about bums on seats in the evening and out walking while being coached during the day. So I don't know how you would achieve that for me, but it's a pipeline. That's the word, isn't it? Pipeline.
We need a pipeline. So we're just going to take the wand and wave it across the entirety of the nation. And I'm pretty positive that we are going to find those people who are excited about these group walks, because, Dawn, I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you, thank you. We truly, truly appreciate you taking the time to share with us today, Dawn. Please share the best way for our listeners to find you.
Okay. Well, people who want to read about what we do or join us as an author, even if it's your very first time and you've only written a blog or even a complaint letter, you know, and you want to start writing, then you'll find a very supportive community at www.dialoguru.eu. And if you're interested in being coached, finding out about coaching, particularly Nordic walking, marathon running, and just generally getting fit, then it would be www.walkasyoutalk.com.
Dawn, thank you once again for joining us. I truly appreciate you taking the time today.
You're very welcome. It's been a huge amount of fun.
I'm hoping this episode inspired you to take the time to think about awakening your true potential. Reach out to Dawn Campbell at walkasyoutalk.com. You can always reach her through our show notes page at technologyequality.com/Dawn Campbell. Dawn, it was my absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us. And Techie Community, thank you guys for checking out the show. I truly appreciate every listen that we receive. So you guys rock. If you are enjoying the episodes, head on over to iTunes, click on that subscribe button so you don't miss anything. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.